Who of you has an enemy? You don't have to raise your hands. But just think about someone that you don't like, or someone you don't get along with, like someone that you can't talk to, or something that you had a fight with, or something like that. And I want you to think about that person in your head now. Put that person in your head. And I want you to think about, what would it take for that person to become your friend? What would they have to do? What signs would they have to give you to where you could say, okay, you're not my enemy anymore, you're my friend? What would they have to do? I want you to think about that a little bit. You don't have to answer that to me now. That's the question that we hear from Jesus about faith, because he's talking to people and they don't believe in him. They're kind of Jesus' enemies a little bit, because they don't believe him. And Jesus tells the story of this and what they would have to do through the story of Jonah. And you heard the story of Jonah in the first one, but unfortunately, we kind of pick up the story of Jonah right in the middle. And it's hard to understand a story when all you hear is the middle. You start in the middle. It's not really good. So let's talk about the story of Jonah again, like from the very beginning. Does everybody remember Jonah? What happened to him? Yeah, well, you'll remember as I tell this story again. First of all, the Ninevites were like their enemies. They were like the bad people that had conquered them, and the Jonah's people did not like the Ninevites at all. And they were very powerful. And Jesus said to Jonah, I want you to go to their big city, Nineveh, which you heard, it takes 3 days to walk through that city. I want you to go to that big city and tell them that God's angry with them. And Jonah went the exact opposite way, because he said, I'm not talking to those people. So Jonah, instead of going this way, went this way. And he went to the coast, and he got on a boat, and he said, I'm out of here. I'm not going to do that. So he got on this boat, and God did not like that Jonah didn't listen to him. So what happened with that boat? Does anybody know? Yep. Not the boat, but the boat started to go. There was a big storm. Yep. It was almost tipping over, and the people on the boat were all mad. And they were worried about what was going on. And back in those days, they always blamed it on some god was unhappy. So they said, well, which one of you people that came on this boat has God mad at him? And Jonah was like sleeping in the bottom. He was like hiding. So finally they got Jonah and said, is your God mad at you about something? And Jonah said, yeah, he's kind of mad that I didn't listen to him. And so Jonah says, well, you know, you guys, if you want to save yourselves, just throw me over the side. So that's what they did. They threw him over. The storm calmed, but what happened is a big whale swallowed Jonah up. Jonah thought he was going to die. He said, I'd rather die almost than go talk to those people. So he thought he was going to die, but a big whale swallows him up, and he stays in this whale for 3 days. And then the whale spits him up on shore. And Jonah, when he gets spit up on shore, he's not the same person that got swallowed by the whale, because he thought he was going to die, and he didn't listen to God. And now he said, now I'll listen to God. He almost had to die for him to listen to God. That's how much he was mad at his enemies. That's how much he didn't want to get along with them. I'd rather die than have them see them get better. But then he goes, and he's going to go to Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was 600 miles away from where Jonah was. And it would take about over 2 weeks for him to walk over there, so it was a long walk. That's one of the other reasons he didn't want to go. It wasn't close. It was very far away. So he goes to Nineveh, and he starts to talk about these people. He doesn't get one day into the city where everybody feels bad about what God said, and they all repent. And that's what you heard today. They all put on their sad clothes and everything else, and they repented. Even they did it for the animals. They said, maybe if we tell God we're sorry, that he won't hurt us. And God did say, I feel bad for them because they're really sorry from what they did. So Jonah, again, almost had to die. In Jesus' story, Jesus is using that example to the people that he's talking about today on how they have to change their hearts to listen to him. that you can't become a believer in God if you're so cold-hearted and the message is so hard for you that you don't want to believe what it's saying to it. So Jesus is saying, I'm kind of like Jonah. And those people would have known that whole story about Jonah from what they said. So what Jesus is saying to us through the story of Jonah is that we got to change our hearts to get along with the people that we don't get along with. We got to change our hearts to get along with our enemies. So the question I asked you, the very first one, I said, when you think about your enemy, I said, what do they have to do to become your friend? And Jesus says, it's not what they have to do to become our friend. What do you have to do for your enemy to become your friend? How will you have to be different so that a person that you don't get along with, you get along with them? What do you have to do? With our enemies and with the people that we don't like, we often tell them, oh, you have to, if only you apologize to me, if you come and tell me you're sorry, if you do this, I'll be your friend again. We blame them. And Jesus says that's not how it goes. You have to change to love your enemies. You have to change to get along with the people that you don't get along with. How have you changed is what Jesus says. That's what's going to make you hear, and that's what's going to make you take the word of Jesus in your hearts. Jesus says, I can say it any way I want to, but if your heart's not open, you won't believe anything that I say. So Jesus is calling us to change whenever we're in a situation where we don't get along with somebody. Think about how you are part of the problem. That's not their problem to see. Now I have a joke for you. You want a joke?
Yeah.
I know. You guys know what an atheist is? Someone that doesn't believe in God. An atheist is a person that only believes what they see. They don't believe God at all. All right, so you ready for this one? You'll like it. An old woman rode home on a city bus quietly reading her Bible. An atheist sat next to her, cynically observing her devotions. Madam, he finally interrupted, do you actually believe that the Bible is true? Detecting the sarcasm in his voice, she simply said, yes, sir, every word. He pressed his case. You mean to believe that God spoke the world into existence in 6 days? Without even glancing up, she replied, absolutely. And I suppose you believe that Noah survived a global flood, saving all the world's creatures, too. Yes, I do, she said. Growing exasperated, the man said, you probably even believe the story of Jonah. She nodded and continued reading, how could a man possibly survive in a fish for 3 days? I'm not sure, she responded. I suppose when I get to heaven, I will have to ask him. Mockingly, the atheist says, well, what if he isn't in heaven? For the first time, the Christian woman looked up at the irritating man and squarely met his gaze. She answered, then you will get to ask him. Do you get that one? All right, if you don't get it, ask somebody who does, okay?